My friend Jill Greskowitz, she is the executive director of the Marion Senior Center, joining us this morning, the Marion Senior Citizens Center. First off, Jill, morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. Great. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Jill, on Friday, as we were looking at the Thanksgiving weekend on Wednesday, she sent me a photograph of the line of people who were in line to receive food for Thanksgiving weekend, and you couldn't get all the cars in the frame. Impossible to do.
No. I sent that picture very quickly because it reminded me of a picture that I had seen someone snap out of New York, and they had rows and rows and rows of cars waiting for food supplements. And I thought, this isn't just a metropolitan issue. This is around the country that this is happening.
And not just in Marion, not just in Williamson County, but location after location. I know more and more people, as they approach Thanksgiving, they were concerned about, and I spoke with organizations, do you want me to talk about this and say, well, you know, we're already worried that we won't be able to meet the expectation, that we're worried that if you start talking about this, that we'll be overwhelmed, so please don't. And that is probably one of the first times I've ever heard that.
It's staggering, and even with us, we served, again, the most amount of people that we have ever served. It was all drive-through meals, but we were very fortunate. The Diedrich Foundation contacted us and gave us around 50 meal vouchers where they could go and pick up a full Thanksgiving box on top of the Thanksgiving dinner that we had served on Wednesdays. But we gave out over 300 meals in just a little over an hour.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
And here's the thing, Jill. Jill Greskowitz joining us this morning. You said she's the executive director of the Marion Senior Citizen Center. Now, we see this huge demand, but at the same time, we see some of the programs beginning to lose funding. The one that I had worked with Jerry Womack and the rest of the Labor's local, well, that money funding, I think it ended October. You've seen this too. Some of the programs and the additional support we had seen to face the pandemic, well, those funds have started to draw up, or the programs have come to an end.
Right. So food insecurity heightens health risks. And the COVID-19 crisis, paired with food insecurity issues that our country was already facing, poses an imminent health risk. Seniors usually have at least one chronic health condition. Malnutrition is a risk that brings increased health issues and increased financial issues. These medical bills and the rising costs of goods are the leading driver of debt in senior households. So no longer to afford to follow the healthy diets or buy the fresh produce and the healthy proteins that their doctors are telling them to buy, with conditions such as diabetes, this can become life-threatening if a diet is not well managed. And we have SNAP out there, and I know that, you know, we've talked about these benefits, whether they stop on December 1st or December 31st, this month could play a pivotal role in our aging adults' economic future. And increased SNAP benefit program suspended, and the foreclosures are going to resume. And, you know, you think about people who need SNAP or who need food boxes. When you look at the cars that are in line for these things, this is not just people who are on low incomes. You see brand new cars, and I've heard several comments about people saying, well, that, you know, they have a brand new nice 2020 SUV. Yes, they might have. And they also might rely on rental property that they have that is no longer being occupied or is being occupied by a family who cannot meet their rent. But that mortgagee is still responsible for paying their mortgage, so that cuts into their income.
Right. You've tried to, and you're, we talked about this last time you visited, you were trying to emulate the Gumdrops program, which helps prepare children to possibly be without the support of food from their school district over the weekend, or long weekends in particular. That was what you attempted to do for Thanksgiving. You're hoping to be able to do this again as we progress through December.
Yes. Yesterday, I took 4 to 5 phone calls from people who were thanking us for the additional food sources that we gave to them. My staff, we see this every day. People continue to take their lunch and they want to cut it in half to make it multiple meals. But that's because we've seen seniors who have had a monthly income of, you know, $800 to $900. And after their bill, they've had, you know, $7 to $10 left to last until the next check arrives. And with COVID, jobs are at a premium, making it more difficult for older adults to find a position to supplement their income.
You know, when I did some homework on this last time, or after you spoke, I started making a few phone calls, people who do home health care and like that, and asking us what type of meals are good for the people that we're talking about here, because they may have issues when it comes to flexibility, bending over stoves. What are the favorite food? I can't believe how many times the word oatmeal came up in the conversation. And you know, why it struck me about that is how easy that is to achieve, to be able to get in large groups and things like that. But this is something you've had to concern yourself with as well. What and how. So really at this point, you've gotten a lot of support. And so Mike Absher, who visited with us 8 days ago on a Monday talking about you, called you a rock star, by the way.
Thank you.
It talked about, you know, that there had been some additional help from the city, but you've also had some other businesses that have come out and supported you as well. And that's something that, well, needs to continue.
Yes. So thanks to Allegiance Bank, we were able to provide an additional 50 meals on Wednesday, giving a little bit extra to those who are our homebound seniors. And we also received a very nice donation from the Kiwanis Club of Marion. And that enabled us to provide 42 bags of food that is exactly like the Gumdrops program to our seniors who signed themselves up. They were willing to call us and say, here is my name, put me on a list, I need a bag. And I often throw my mom under the bus for being a senior, but my mother is wonderful. She's also a retired nurse. So I utilized her, and I utilized my daughter, who has been in Girl Scouts and has volunteered with the Gumdrops Foundation. And we went and we picked out some nutritious things at Sam's. And that's what we filled the bags with, and definitely oatmeal was one of them.
Yeah.
We also had some frozen food, like frozen chicken pot pies. They're higher in sodium, but it's better than having, you know, some of these. I mean, you can only imagine some bread and a Slim Jim and a little bit of cheese is literally something that one of the seniors told me that they were having.
Yeah.
We're very thankful to have one of the guys that comes through the line. He donates hundreds of loaves of bread a week, and we try our best to give a loaf of bread or a package of buns to everyone that comes through, just as an additional supplement, because there's so much that you can do with that bread.
All right, so the support's out there now. I'm talking to Jill, right? Marion and other people in Williamson County who go to the Marion Senior Center. But this is something that's happening in your town, in your community right now. I've talked to a number of mayors who are trying to address it. I spoke with Ron Mitchell. He was singing the praise of one individual and his staff at Craneville of how they're literally taking them to the door. And because they have so, and doing whatever they can. And that's just one example. It's happening from river to river. If somebody has a question, either one, A, wants to help financially, or two, wants to learn more about how they can get a bag or box to help them through this Christmas or winter or however you want to perceive that, where would you suggest they call?
You can call a multitude of programs. You can call your local senior center. There is one located in either every town or every county. You have one in Carbondale on Springer Street. You've got Marion, of course. You've got the Golden Plate, the Golden Circle, all over in El Dorado, all the way down to Golconda. They've got them in Anna, Mount Vernon. And just call. If you don't know where to call, you're more than welcome to call us, and we'll lead you in the right direction. Our phone number is 997-9019. You can also go to the Illinois Department on Aging, and they list an entire list of all the senior meal sites and senior centers around the state. However, when I say go to this website, just like SNAP benefits, this has barriers. So there's low awareness that, you know, aging adults are eligible for this. Who exactly is eligible? 60 and above. The lower benefit levels, especially for SNAP. And here's one problem that we're running into, is the inability to navigate the application process. And then, of course, the overwhelming sense of shame. No one wants to be called a senior. No one wants to be said they're old.
Right. Well, maybe I'm in the age group. Here's an example for what you were just talking about. Just got a text line, a text message. It says, my husband and I, plus several church friends, were in the Thanksgiving food line. We're all financially secure, but are elderly. Should we feel guilty for coming?
No, absolutely not. You are a senior. This is a place where, you know, food used to be a part of socialization, and COVID has robbed us of that. But there's still a little bit of socialization in the lines. And we're also providing a well-balanced nutritional meal that is overlooked by a dietitian at Heartland Regional Medical Center. And it's a very minimal price. It's a suggested donation of $3 or $3.50, and you get a very generous home-cooked meal, usually with the best fresh products that we can find. We're using the same food services as some of our five-star restaurants here in Southern Illinois.
We only have just a few seconds, and this is my fault for running us out of time. You're doing something this Friday that's never been done before at the new Oasis Drive-In in Marion. We've just got a few short seconds. Jill, can you get me a quick primer on what this is?
Yes, so we needed to continue our education, and we needed to find a way to do that without allowing people, unfortunately, back into our building. So here in Marion, we are blessed to have the Oasis Drive-In Movie Theater, and it's like, bingo, let's have it there. If you've not gone to this drive-in and you've not experienced it, this is your chance. And we've got enough spaces that we can open it up to anybody who would like to come and experience that, but also get the rules of the road refresher course, because I know, and you know, we've got some crazy drivers out there.
That's one way to look at it. Probably not the way I would have delivered the message, but yeah.
Hey, the truth is the truth.
I just saw four people try to do a U-turn in Carterville yesterday, blocking the traffic, doing something illegal. So I'm going to have to go yes with Jill on that yesterday. I saw that four in a row doing that. So yeah, Jill, I'm sorry I ran out of time this morning with you.